Your beard can't even connect, midget. Give it up. I'm 5'9". Hey everyone, this is Pastor Bruce Mejia here from First Words Baptist Church. Welcome to another edition of Pastor Mejia Reads Mean Comments, Part 7. God is a homie. No, he's not. Not a stinking homophobe like you. Well, I got two words for you. Genesis 19. I'm embarrassed that I have to share my Hispanic culture's last name with someone like you. Well, then change it. Go back to hell, racist fascist. I will not go back to Los Angeles. If God said to give you the hands, best believe I will. Lose some weight, fatty, or diabetes is gonna come get ya.
Hey, fatty, I got a movie for ya. A Fridge Too Far.
This is stupid and satanic. You're the devil. This is the most passive-aggressive, narcissistic post ever. I would really be interested in getting you a psychiatric evaluation. I'm sad to see a Latino speak such a white supremacist agenda. Like, did you forget your skin is brown and your last name is Mejia? When did you decide to leave your roots and spread hate? Well, I decided to leave my roots when I became a Bible-believing Christian. When I got saved and I started reading the Bible, whatever goes against the word of God, I'm just gonna go ahead and forsake. And so, your voice is annoying. Your comment is annoying. I've never once met a straight man with that haircut. You ain't fooling me. Well, there's a first time for everything, right? Oh, here's a good one. You're less a false prophet and more false prophets, huh? Yeah, false prophet, false prophet. Really filling out that t-shirt, Gordo. Why, thank you. You need Jenny Craig. Looks like you're out of breath. Yeah, from laughing so hard at these stupid comments. Did you know it's a sin to be out of shape? LOL. So fix yourself, worthless human being. Are you a pastor or public figure? Both. You deserve a severe face stomping. Oh yeah, of course, coming from the crowd that's so loving and kind, right? Love is love. So your speech and actions are alarmingly close to what we saw in the 30s and 40s Europe. Sounds like a good time. And considering there is no proof a God even exists, it's quite clear you're a bigot, and anyone who follows you is scum as well. Glad your house of worship was reduced to ash. Well, actually, I got a brand new building, and so joke's on you. It's quite obvious you manipulate and interpret the scriptures to what best fits your agenda. You're an embarrassment to us Christians everywhere. Well, it's not really hard to put Christians to shame when there's Christians out there like you. Hey, thanks for watching. Hope you enjoyed the video. If you want to see more content like this, make sure you subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. Hit the like button and hit the notification and the bell. Put a comment in the section below. And if you hate this video, since we can't dislike videos no more on YouTube, make sure you put a comment in the section below letting me know how much you hate me and the video and the content that I'm putting out, all right? God bless and have a great one.